culpables, madre.
And I looked
and
lo, a lamb stood,
and lo, a lamb stood
on Mount Zion,
on Mount Zion,
and with him 144,000, having his father's name,
having his father's name
written in their foreheads with the seal of the living God,
with the seal of the living God.
Something must be wrong, though. Other places in the scripture over there in Paul's writing, he spoke of people being in Christ. And here we see a group of people standing on Mount Zion outside of Christ, and Christ is leading them. And I looked
and
lo, a lamb,
and lo, a lamb
stood on Mount Zion,
stood on Mount Zion,
and with him 144,000, having their
father's name
written in their foreheads with the seal of the living God. The purpose of Jesus, spoken in the scriptures, was to lead other sons and daughters to God. First taking them inside of his body and regenerating them
into his image,
keeping them sealed in the pearl of his body until they were ready to be delivered to the Father. Then they were broken by the seal of love and delivered to the Father, led by Jesus. Scripture said that, didn't you? Sealed
in the body
of Jesus Christ, with the seal of his love in the pearl of his body. When it comes a time for the seal of love to be broken, it takes a greater love than Jesus Christ. But how can that be? How can anyone have a greater love than Jesus Christ after you died and suffered for you? He gave you the secret. He said, my Father is greater than I am. Whoa. And he said, once I can get one man and one woman to by faith stand instead of my Father, instead of the Holy Ghost, and claim their love by faith, said, then that seal of love can be broken into a greater love, and son and daughter can be delivered into my Father. That it has to come through man, though. That someone has to stand in faith. Oh! I call you no more servants but friends. In fact, I call you my brother. I'm proud to call you my brother in the flesh and deliver you to my Father God, making you sons and daughters of God, so I can lead you on into God's fullness, that my Father God be seen in earth and in the bodies of men and women of his burden, that the mighty God, the creator of the universe, can realize his dream and his desire to live in the body of his sons and daughters and bring forth his new creation in all the earth. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, they shall all know God, be called by his name. At that day, I shall dwell in them. I shall live and walk on the inside of them. My fullness like a tent shall clothe upon them. Behold, the tent of God is now with men. I read that somewhere in the scripture, but I searched and searched in the theological books, and I didn't know anything about that scripture. They call God lived on the planet Mars. Revelation, the 14th chapter, verse 1 through 5, and let's get an understanding of it, okay, where we can move in that life. The Lord wants to deliver tonight sons and daughters into the Father, seal them in the love fire of his body, into the beginning from where Jesus came, so that he can bring you forth, begin to bring you forth in love and grace into his fullness, which he hath already given you. He gave it to you as a gift, and you inherit it by these steps of faith. From glory to glory, you're chained into his image. That simple. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood, on Mount Zion, and with him 100, and 144,000, having his Father's name written in their forehead, with the seal of the living God. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder.
Of a great thunder.
And I heard the voice of harpers.
And the voice of harpers.
Harping with their harps.
And harping with their harps.
Whoa! I hear those harps right now, don't you? Listen at them in the spirit. And it's sung as it were a new song.
Before the
four beasts
and
the elder that no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the old earth. These are they which were not defiled, with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb, whithersoever the Lamb goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, none of their own words, none of their own ways. None of their old life, no religious saying them. These are they that lived by faith. For they are without fault before the throne of God. There's only one way you can be without fault. Before the Lord thy God, by the faith of Christ, you accept his plan, his life and his body. By faith, all you falsely away. This is the reason that I burn you with fire. And I seal you in this heavenly body. Oh. Now comes the time for you to be delivered.
For you to be delivered.
Before your father. It becomes my job, by commandment from God, to deliver you all to your Father. In obedience to my Father, obedient to his ways, I strap you on my back and cleanse you with fire and deliver you to your Father as sons and daughters, as a love sacrifice, seal you in the fire of his body. Jesus Christ. preacher of grace.
That preacher of grace.
Filled with God's love
for all the world.
Being unwilling that any should perish. Gave himself a sacrifice for you. Oh, man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, every time he knew he saw a need, he gave himself, his body and his life, to our Father as your sacrifice. Now Jesus Christ has come in your flesh,
and has come in your flesh.
His way of life,
his way of life
has become your life,
has become your life.
You as Jesus, in the person of Christ,
come to your Father.
Give yourself a sacrifice.
Every time.
In your own life.
In your own life.
You see or feel. What needs to be done.
What needs to be done.
You by faith. In love and grace.
In love and grace.
Present yourself. A living sacrifice. That's the way to do it. Stop that old struggling around trying to serve him a religion, all that self-righteousness. That's going to burn at the throne of God. In fact, you're already burning with all that stuff now that says it's filthy, holy rag. Jesus Christ gave his body and life. Seven times as your suffering sacrifice. That you may in love and grace.
In love and grace.
Present your body.
A love sacrifice.
Boom! Your Father God, working through Jesus, knows what to destroy and what to preserve. You being not able to deliver yourself, present your body a love sacrifice. Here's how we're going to do it now.
Following the example
of Abraham.
Who offered up
Isaac his son
as a sacrifice
to our Father God
I in faith
offer you up
as a sacrifice
of God's love
you're my children
through Jesus Christ. You don't believe that, do you? You don't believe once you preach the gospel to a person? Oh, and they believe that through Jesus Christ that he gives them to you as your children? If you don't believe that, you better not ever get lead anybody to Christ. Oh. Boy, they become your responsibility, men on, and everything you get, oh, you must go to them. Oh. Let's go over it again. Following the example of,
Abraham.
Isaac his son
as a
sacrifice to a Father God.
I in faith
offer you up
as a sacrifice
of God's love.
You're my children.
Jesus Christ,
both you and I,
coming to our Father,
I offer you up
to be sealed in his love.
If two of you
together agree,
whatsoever
you bind
on earth
shall be bound
by your Father in heaven.
So you and I,
in simple faith,
agreeing together,
we come to our Father.
We present you
to our Father
to seal you in
the fire of his body,
seal you in
the love fire of his body.
Do you agree that you need to be delivered to God and sealed in his body? Then I agree. That's two of us. You're my children. That's all it takes.
Brother Britt, I'm not your child. I'm sorry.
Sometimes I wish some of you weren't, but that's the way it goes.
The very moment you sit down on that word of gospel and you accept it, you become mine through Jesus.
And God help me, I can't get rid of you.
Nobody's chilling.
Yep.
You're going to be somebody.
You're going to either be children of God through a true man of God or children of Satan through a false prophet, one way or another.
Listen to this. The fire of his body.
The fire of his body.
In which you are sealed.
In which you are sealed.
Is a gathering place.
Is a gathering place.
For his family.
For his family.
Don't you remember Jesus weeping over Jerusalem? Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. How often would I have gathered you under my wings as a mother hen gathers her chicks, but you would not.
the fire of his body,
the fire of his body,
in which you are sealed,
in which you are sealed,
is a gathering place,
is a gathering place,
of his family,
of his family,
a place where our Father,
a place where our Father,
in love and grace,
in love and grace,
purifies you,
purifies you,
as a heavenly family,
as a heavenly family,
a place where he purifies,
a place where he purifies,
the sons of Levi,
the sons of Levi,
and makes them fathers,
in his family,
a place where he purifies, the daughters of Jerusalem,
and makes them mothers,
in his heavenly family,
in his heavenly family,
so that working together through men,
together through man,
and through woman, he spiritually reproduces, and gathers the orphan and strangers in the land,
and
birth them,
and birth them,
into their father,
into their father.
Oh. At that day,
at that day,
I shall dwell in them,
I shall dwell in them,
I shall walk,
I shall walk,
and live inside them,
and live inside them,
I the living God,
I the living God,
like as a kiss,
clothe myself
on all of them,
upon all of them.
Where are all these people coming from? Where's all this family of God coming from in earth? I wonder where they're all coming from. Don't have to wonder. God's already spoken it through John the Apostle. Just where they're coming from. Out of all kindreds,
out of all kindreds,
nations and tongues,
nations and tongues,
I call forth,
I call forth,
my heavenly family,
my heavenly family,
seal them in the love fire of my body,
the love fire of my body,
into the beginning, from where Jesus came,
from where Jesus came.
How many of you ever read the first epistle of John? I write unto you, fathers, and little children, cause you have known Heavenly Father. How many of you ever read 2 John? To the elect lady, and their children, whom I love in the truth, I write unto you no new commandment, but you love one another as I taught you. Then he finished an epistle the way he started, in the beginning was from where you came from. Ho! I know you didn't know that. Thank you. still playing with him? As God produces spiritual mothers and fathers in Israel, then this is one of their functions, to come together, the mother moving in three works of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of life, which is the blood of Christ, which cleanses the son or the daughter. And the Spirit of grace, which brings them at rest, makes them drunk. And the Spirit of love, they begin to weep and melt. That's the work of the mother, the three basic works of the Holy Ghost. Then the Father moves in the spirit of burning. Oh, and judgment. These two spirits that burn and purify. And in the creative releasing of Jesus Christ out of his flesh into the earth, and creates in them what is lacking of Jesus in their flesh, and bursts them forth with one more spirit into the presence of the Father God. And I'm not going to tell you what that one more spirit is, because you don't need to know. Oh, well, you'll need to know when you get to be a father. But you got a bunch of baby children now. You know how to operate in it. But it won't be long. He's bringing them forth. Oh, now listen to mother begin to operate. Trilling in the spirit of life. Here. Cleaning her. See that. Watch her glory. That spirit of grace. Watch her getting drunk. Watch her begin to start weeping. See it? Now she's ready. Father, in obedience to you, oh, I release your fire of burning into the body of this, your daughter, purifying her. Oh, oh, and delivering her out of the body of Jesus Christ into your presence. The Lord Jesus Christ. Ooh, ooh, sealing her in the fire of your body. That? Why, you don't even believe John 3:16 then, if you don't believe that. You don't know what you believe. You don't need me talking about what you believe. You read the Bible all your life. A bunch of demon-possessed religious people. That's all. You know, God spoke to me and I first began to learn the truth, Brother James, and I'd ask him what is wrong with me. Presenting myself and sacrifice. He said, you've listened to too many demons. So where are they, Lord? See them. Look everywhere you look. On the radio, TV. I ain't called you for that. That I've called you to listen to me. Father, it has been done. In obedience to you, Father, let that spirit alive be at weeping on her. Oh, I seal this daughter of yours in the love fire of your body. At a love sacrifice. Oh, 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 it has been done. Let me get about two or three of them here. Come on, here. Two, three, about three of you there. Hey, Brother Pruitt, just one at a time? No, it doesn't matter. They all go. He said, strap them on your back. He didn't say how many. Put them around there, if you will. Oh. Just put them on there. Oh, just get there, Cheryl, and just let that glory begin to move on. Too many of me to get my arm around, but I got my mantle. It won't make any difference. Oh, let that glory begin to move on. Oh, get them softened up. Well, why? What an experience they can remember when they break into the love fire of that body. You overcome Satan by the word of your testimony. Oh, yes, by what you can remember working through you. Oh, in obedience to you, Father, I deliver these. Oh, as your sacrifices. And seal them in the love fire of your body as daughters, of yours. Ooh, 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 it hath been done. Let me get about three men here, if you will. You two. Oh, and get Wade. Come on here. Brother Ray, would you and Brother Joyce come on here and hit me? Oh. It's right on my side there. Y'all put him around. Oh, just close your eyes. The mother gonna purify those? Sure. Spirit of life. Spirit of grace that begin to make them a little red drunk. What are these strong men gonna weep? You bet your life they are. Them. Feel that blood cleansing them. In obedience to you, Father. I purify these with the fire of the Holy Ghost. And deliver these sons of yours and seal them in the love fire of your body as your love sacrifice. It has been done. Just ease them down there. You mean all of them going to go out? You can't stand before the glory of God. The glory of God filled the temple, Solomon's temple, and no man could stand in it. The same way today. Let me get about three or four here. One, two, three, four. Put about four on me here. Got all our mantle. That's all right. Let's put them all around me. Take that and begin to wrap them in. That's the way. What do you want to make bodily contact with them for, Brother Pruitt? I want them to feel that fire burning. I want them to feel that breakout and feel that change in their life. Why? Because they're going to have to live with that new change in their life by the Holy Ghost. And they need a witness of the Holy Ghost. Working in their body, something they can feel and know. This thing is not just by faith in the Word, but it's also by the work of the Holy Ghost that answers to that confession of the Word. Spirit and truth. In obedience to you. I bind these daughters with the fire of your body. Purify them. And deliver them. And love sacrifices. And sealing them into the fire of your body. About one, two, about three more here, all right? Three, is that all we get on there? Put them around where everybody can see them. Let that glory move on them. They already feel it. Turn that blood of Christ, that spirit of life loose on them. Brother Brood, I never saw anybody do it that way. I know you have. You know, I never seen anybody but a bunch of religion. Bunch of lies. Go around these 10 meetings and all listen to the radio, bunch of lies. Now they hate to indict them like that. That's what my father called them. And I call them just what he called them. When I'm a child, I don't know any better. When he says they're a liar, they're a liar. In obedience to you, Father, I burn these sacrifices with your love fire and deliver them and seal them in the love fire of your body as your daughters. It has been done. Brother Josh blocking all the demonstration there. Oh. lot of empty space up there. Let's get them in there quick as we can, all right? One, two, three. There you are. Oh, about 100, about 450 years too late. I mean this. You know when the kingdom was supposed to come forth? That's right, along about the 1500 or 1600s. When the Great Reformation started, but the devil took it. But he's not going to get this? No, sir. Oh. You know how the devil took it? You mind tell you how he first started it? With prejudice. Now you study your history book, and as you study it, you ask God if it's so. With prejudice. They only believe and accept in certain nations of people and certain class of people. But God's plans that are all kindred nations don't even work any other way. If you love with respect a person, you commit sin. That was the first thing they did, was prejudice among people. And then the next thing they did, they began to get prejudice against women. Oh, yes. They denied women the right to be equal in Christ. And God said, I won't have it. You, without my mothers of Israel, you cannot produce sons and daughters. Oh, in obedience to you, Father. Oh, I burn these children of yours and seal them in the love fire of your body as your love sacrifices. Ooh, it has been done. Ease them down. Get about three of those young men over there. Come on, Brother Bledsoe. Let that glory move down through you. Put him around here on my side. Quickly. Got him in there. Let that spirit of life begin to move on him. That blood cleanse him. Get him clean. How do you know when they're clean, when they're ready, Brother Pruitt? The urge of the spirit. I taught you the urge of the spirit for years. You tried to make it the urge of the flesh, but anyway. In obedience to you, Father, I deliver these sons of yours into the love fire of your body at a love sacrifice through Jesus Christ, sealing them in the fire of your body from where Jesus came. That's been done. I never saw anyone act that way. I know you didn't. You don't know anything. And if you do think you know anything, you're in direct disobedience of God. He said, if a man thinks himself wise, become a fool. And Jesus also said, except you come as this little child, you'll in no way inherit the kingdom of God. You know why he said that? He said, when I choose my men and my women to send forth to bring you in that kingdom, if you're puffed up in the knowledge of your mind, then my judgment falls on you because you did not accept the one that I chose. Come on, brother. You knew too much. I'm a child, Lord. I don't know anything. You didn't know what it meant to be when he saw there in Isaiah about strapping children on your back, did you? How many of you read it? You read it there? Okay, you didn't know what it meant, did you? But now you know what it means. The order of the Father to deliver sons and daughters into him, being led by the Lamb, Jesus Christ. school to develop them in the fathers and mothers spiritually in the world, that his family might come forth in earth. Oh, in obedience to you, Father. Oh, I release the Holy Ghost to burn and purify these sons of men. Oh, deliver them, sealing them in the love fire of your body. And our love sacrifice. Ooh, 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 it has been done. Out of all kindred, nation, and tongue, it doesn't work any other way. How many of you ever read about the foundation stones of the New Jerusalem? Red, white, 12 different colors. Do you know what those colors represent? Races of people. That's the reason why I've hammered you so much. Black, white, whatnot. About this old racial prejudice and resistance to one another. If you love and respect a person, you have committed sin. And you are guilty before God. I don't care whether you're black, white, or yellow. God said you're a sinner, and he said, I'll burn you in my throne. Oh, and he means exactly that. Because his kingdom can't come forth with respect to persons. Oh, did you know this? Sister Mac, you and Sister Willie, come on. Let's get them on. Your way, Lord. Whatever I find and not your way, that makes me wrong. It doesn't it? Or does that make you right? You gonna stand and argue with God? When he says you have respect the person you commit sin, and you have respect the person in your life, what does that make you? A sinner. Stand and judge before God. Hey, Brother Fruit, you believe in integration? You believe in segregation? I don't believe in none of this junk going on among men. I believe in salvation through Jesus Christ without respect to person. That's the only way all this junk's ever going to be solved. Because when you fight, when you begin to fight one another, that's the demon of hate. And that never brings deliverance. I'll say, well, it brings a betterment, okay, of this world, all right. But I'm talking about the building of the kingdom of God in the new world, in the new earth. Whoa! Whoa! Turn them loose on me. Father, in obedience to you, I deliver these sons and daughters of yours and seal them up in the love fire of your body as your love sacrifice. Whoa! Whoa! To beep in the presence of the Father. Oh, you're going to be something. It'll take you a few days for it to really hit you. And I hope you don't hit it like it doesn't hit you like it hit some of them. We lost them for service a night or two. You mean they weren't there? Oh, yes, they were there, but they were just like this all during service. They were there in body, but they weren't there in spirit at all. They were. And some of them I know of, I won't call any names. Oh, you'd see them, they'd wander around and look, just walk up against a tree and just stand there. Oh. Others, you couldn't get them to sing, couldn't get them to do anything. All they could do is blubber, but it'll hit you just about right. Oh. Father, in obedience to you, oh, I deliver thee, daughters of yours, and seal them in the love fire of your body as a love sacrifice. It has been done. Grab her then. Let me get Brother Ricky, you and that other two brothers. Come on, yeah. Oh, you three, come on. That's it. Pour it on her there, Lord. What is he doing? Creating new desires in him. Just strap him right there on my back. Let me get my arm around. Let that spirit of life begin to move through him. That's it. You hear them go to trilling too when that blood hits. Father, in obedience to you, I deliver these sons of yours and love sacrifices and seal them into the love fire of your body. Sister Ray, come on. Brother and Sister Bledsoe. Get the mantle. Get your mantle. Listen. Let's go right up here. Say, Brother Pritt, what if they don't stand? God creates in them that desire to stand and that ability to stand. Put the women on that side, if you will, and the men right over here. Put the mantles on Brother James, Brother Bledsoe, and Sister Ray. Sister Bledsoe, I already got her mantle. Now the correct way, one of the ways that when God mantles, as you to mantle them for their ministry, is when they are delivered into the fire of his body. Now you can also mantle them for the ministry when they go into the cooling waters of the body of Jesus Christ. It doesn't make any difference, really. It's just according to the way God commands. That's it. Let that spirit of life begin to move on them there. Feel that mantle turn into fire. In obedience to you, I deliver from the bowels of into the fire of your body. Love sacrifice. Seal them in the fire of your body. Ease them down. It's all right, Brother God. That's it. Let them have their mantle there. Just leave them there comfortable. Let them use those mantles for their ministry. Sister Martin. Get a mantle here for this brother. Go mantle him as he goes in there and fire. Y'all just wait there if you will. What we got? Three here? Yes. Wait, get him that brother. Both of get a mantle, brother and sister, too. There. The spirit of life begin to move. Cleansing them by the blood and the spirit of life. May that grace come on them, get them a little drop. How you feeling, Brother Mac? Let that love begin to make them weak. In obedience to you, Father, I deliver these as your love sacrifices and seal them in the love fire of your body. It has been done. You didn't really believe it. There ain't not many of you here that ever really believed that. You went along with it just because other folks did, but you didn't ever really believe that. You knew it took some work of God to purify you. You knew you'd never get purified within your own works. Now, didn't you? You went along with it because you afraid folks would jump on you if you didn't. Some of you did. But you didn't really ever believe that. You knew good and well it wasn't so in your heart. But that's the way for your neighbors and you and your family live, so you just sort of went along with it. A little bit of it rubbed off on you, didn't it? Ooh! Ooh! All in obedience to you. I deliver these sons and daughters into the love fire of your body, stealing them out as your love sacrifice. Ooh! 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 It has been done. Bunch of these little ones around here. Oh. Come on. That's okay. Put them around. Got them. That's it. Hey, Brother Brewer, I believe those children too little. This is who the kingdom belongs to. You can't really have it because you've defiled it. You sold yourself to religion and Satan and sin. But these are still innocent. The only way you can have the kingdom is to become like them so you can hold it for them. Because God gives the kingdom to this age, those that have not yet sinned. Did you know this? And you become as them through Jesus Christ's virgin. Then he gives the kingdom you to hold for them. These are the people that God gives the kingdom to. This is a generation. I didn't know that, Brother Pruitt. Jesus said, except you become as this little child.